I'm very well, thank you. My pleasure to join you.
Arman Ahluwalia.
Thank you so much, Eugenio. This is quite an honor. I appreciate you you extending the offer to come here and speak today.
Pedro Diaz-Rudao.
First of all, thanks for having me and excited, you know, to be part of this podcast.
Ronan Doniger.
Huge. Thank you very much, I suppose, first of all, for having me on your show.
Dean Butchin.
The key point is ask, 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 and never give up.
And welcome to eProcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to eProcast. I'm Anastasia, the second half of the ePro team, and in this bonus episode, I took over the show because the Big E is the guest of the pod today. So welcome to the podcast, and I hope you get great value and enjoy this special edition episode. You can find this podcast on all major platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. If you enjoy the content so far, please consider subscribing and leaving a rate and review. It helps the podcast grow. In this episode, we are having a Q&A with the Big E himself. He shared his story about his experience and challenges with the show so far. He gave some great tips on how to get started with a podcast, how to persevere, how to enjoy the process and have fun with it. I hope you'll get a lot of value out of this one. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Enjoy!
All right, everyone. So welcome back to a new episode of eProcast. And this time is going to be a special episode. And we're also doing at the same time a live to gather questions for that we'll answer later. And I told you guys earlier on the podcast, and also if you follow me on Instagram, I talked about another person who is staying near me and behind the curtain of eProcast, a person with whom this podcast wouldn't get to where it is now, where at this point we're recording this, September 5th, 2020, and we're already 22 episodes in, and I hope you're enjoying it so far and getting a lot of value. I'm really excited and happy and having a lot of fun doing this for you guys, documenting all these conversations with professionals and entrepreneurs in the business world and in the sports business world. So I hope you really enjoy it. And of course, I would appreciate a lot if you show some love and leaving reviews on the platform that you're listening this podcast on. And also DM your questions and everything. We'll make sure we're taking care of it. And of course, helping you to get closer to that job and kickstart your career in sports. Or if you want to launch a business in sports industry, then as mentioned in episode zero, the mission of this podcast is to help you getting there and creating that ecosystem and providing you opportunities and connect with you with the right people that could help you to get a step further and a step closer to your goals. So as mentioned in this episode, we're doing it live with the other person who is near and dear to my heart and who is taking care of the sound of the music. If you appreciate the intro, I appreciate the intro a lot. If you like it, then show some love to Anastasia. She is taking care of the sound and of the music as well, of the podcast. So I have her near by my side, and this episode is going to be fun because we're going to reverse engineer it, and she's going to ask me questions. I'll share my experience so far with the podcast. Besides the fact that during this pandemic from May until now, so for fact, it'll be close to 4 months now. This podcast is live. We haven't missed a week, guys, and I'm really excited. And of course, it wouldn't be where it is right now without Anastasia, and I'm really grateful for her. And definitely, it helped working on those teamwork skills and, you know, delegating tasks to other people. Like we're talking about someone doing, like, for example, Anastasia was doing sound and music and editing. I was taking care of the interviews. I was taking care of the social media and stuff like this. So that has been really awesome stuff. So working on delegating tasks and having trust, you know, I think from both sides, I think this is a cool experience so far. But getting deeper into, you know, what this podcast gave me as an opportunity was to connect with other professionals and entrepreneurs in the business world, in the sports business world. And it's been a blast. There were weeks that I was doing like couple of recordings a week, and that was like, you know, you have to do a lot of research about that particular person within the industry that he or she is working in. And that's time consuming, but also it helps you, you know, prepare for a future job if you have whatnot, or for your entrepreneurship world or life if you want to decide to open a business and stuff like this. Anastasia, and I think this will be valuable for someone who wants to start a podcast. Some of the listeners and the audio listeners and video listeners are wondering, what are the stages of launching a podcast? Let's say from, I'll share later about pre-launch, but I bought this mic that you see here. The viewers on Instagram can see it. This mic, I bought it after 15 episodes, I think, or 10 episodes, can't remember, because I was feeling it. But I started recording on my laptop and, you know, the audio on my laptop and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not about the mic. I think from my perspective, from my point of view, it's not about the mic. It's not about the setup and stuff like this. If you have a message that you want to share and value, you want to bring value to others and help others, you have something to deliver. I think, you know, just if you're an audio or a video, or you're a writer, you know, you write awesome texts, just go out there and do it. You will learn on the way. Like, this is how I also get episode by episode learning from Anastasia how to edit this. Like, I always have questions and I'm trying to learn that, because I know that one day I want her to succeed. So I think if you have a message, just go for it. Post it as it is and you will learn the technical skills on the way. The most important is just to have fun with the process and be self-aware and not take other people's opinion into consideration when it comes to someone saying that the audio video sucks or something like this. Just don't give a crap about it and go forward, move forward. If the content, if the message of the podcast or of the blog or YouTube, etc., is valuable, then you will love doing it. So just bring value. If you want to start your own podcast, and I think this story will be really fun and really valuable to the audience. After I started the podcast in May, I had a couple of people who reached out to me. Some of them were guests of the podcast. Some of them were good friends of mine in the industry, who were like asking questions like, hey, what software you're using, or how you edit this, or how you, I don't know, like maybe you can advise something, some other software to use to edit and stuff like this, how you record it and etc. And, you know, as I was learning, I was sharing my new things I've been learning. You know, like, for example, I've been using lately Zoom for video calls. Mm. Before I was using a different, I was using Microsoft Teams, but now I'm using Zoom because it has an awesome feature where you can split voices. Like, you'll have two separate tracks, which for Anastasia, it's been a game changer having two separate tracks and in editing. So she was telling me, hey, can you do that? I did the research and finding the right tool, and we got there. So, you know, episode by episode, new things are coming to my mind and I'm constantly learning, and Anastasia is constantly learning. So it's been a blast. So if you have any questions, just go ahead and ask.
Well, what have you learned from your experience with the podcast? And like, what are the most memorable insights, most memorable from all the guests, all the awesome guests you've had? And how were you able to apply all those things you've learned to your work, to your life?
I would say it really helped me be accountable. Even though I'm saying that, you know, I love the process, I love delivering and documenting the conversations and connecting, I love the fact that it takes me out of the comfort zone. So sometimes I know that I have to record interviews and stuff like this and work on new episodes and deliver them and so on. In deep of my heart, I love it. But sometimes, you know, as all people out there, you might have downfalls and you know, like you might feel like, nah. Or for instance, I was traveling a few weeks ago. So this made me work on planning, even though I'm not a great planner, planning guy. Like, there's a nice book, Design Your Life or something like this. I'll put it in episode notes. The book that I really enjoyed, I read it a few years ago. And like, you're really living your life and you live as you go. And when I hear those questions about, hey, what do you want to do 5 years from now? I'm like, who you want to be in 5 years from now? And I'm like, It's like 5 years. You never know. With the current ecosystem, it's just tough to plan 5 years ahead, like really tough. I think it helped me planning a little bit, you know, like from the aspect that I know that if I'm traveling in 2 weeks, even though it's Corona, if I'm traveling, for example, somewhere and I'll be limited in time and I'll be busy and stuff like this, I'm making sure I'm working my butt off to record more episodes earlier on. And I have that reserve of content before posting it. And then when it comes the time, we're working on it, editing and stuff like this. And then we post it and we constantly deliver valuable content to the audience. I think this is what I've gotten the best out of it, making me more accountable, making me more responsible. Because I'll be honest, like after every episode, I have at least a person reaching out and be like, hey, thank you. This episode, I like this in this episode, I like this in this episode. And it really helped me out. And for me, is helping out at least a person in this to guide them in this industry or in general in life, it's worth it.
Another question. Has your perspective on business and sports changed? Has it changed on the industry after you've started your podcast, after you heard that many stories from different like professionals in the industry?
To be honest, I would say no. It's still the same. I still think that this industry is all about who you know rather than what you know. And it's really important in sports business, the connections and, you know, this little things with even with the podcast, connecting with new people. And this will be really funny because I was telling Anastasia earlier today that after 3 episodes or 4 episodes, half of the audience was from Moldova. And then now after 22 episodes, as of now, a third is coming from the US. And Moldova is on the second spot with like 15% or something like this. I'm trying not to look at analytics. I'm not an analytics guy because sometimes some episodes are performing better than the others. And if I would take it close to my heart, the episode after an episode which is doing not well is performing, like, you know, then I would quit and stuff like this, but I'm not looking at it. It's what I enjoy doing, and that's why I'm continuing doing it. But in general lines, you asked about the perspective about sports business. It hasn't changed. It actually made me, like, after every episode, there are things that every guest is saying the same. And I'm like, damn, it means that it's consistency. And, you know, it doesn't matter if that person is in the US or that person is in Australia or in Moldova or in Romania or in Spain or whatever in the world, the same things are, you know, the same.
That's really cool. So another question is, how do you manage to find all those awesome guests?
That's a good question and I love it. Some of the guests are actually good friends of mine. And again, talking about connections and getting closer to that people. First and foremost, I know that a lot of the people from the audience will be like, oh, you want to see only people, the CEOs and exec and CEOs and whatever senior positions in big companies on the podcast. But this podcast is really about storytelling. And sometimes a story of someone breaking into the industry, even as a sales guy or, you know, like entry level, and has an awesome story to share about how he got or she got there, I think it's more valuable to the audience rather than someone, you know, the story of a big CEO or something like this or senior position. It's not, you know, really wouldn't be that valuable as a simple guy. I had connections who didn't want to appear so far on podcast. I receive a lot of no's. Like people see only the top of the iceberg and they see only the yeses. So, you know, like so far you've seen 22 and of course got some reserves. So as of right now, maybe 30, but there are a lot of no's. So this keeps me motivating and I'm also not taking no as an answer. We'll have a guest later on and in a few weeks. I won't say his name right now, but it took me twice or three times to get to him and come and, you know, ask him to be on the podcast. And he finally said yes. He told me that he wouldn't say no twice in a row. So, you know, sometimes you need to just, you know, and it's again, it's about all self-aware. You don't have to get down if someone says no, you know, like keep learn going from failures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like from 50 people or from 100 people who you'll send an invitation, 10 will say yes. Or from 10 out of 10, in my case, 3-4 saying yes, And I'm trying to get interesting people, again, as I mentioned, who has a story to share and that'll bring value to the audience. But again, to give a little bit of prospect to someone who maybe wants to start a podcast, don't just jump into, you know, the big the big fish or the big guns. Just, you know, start your way off with entry-level guys, you know, like who just got started in the industry. They also have a story to share, and they will share because this will give them awareness. You will get experience with the podcast, and, you know, you will go through the entire process of editing, of asking questions and stuff like this. So it's really building. And also, you never know, you are interviewing, for example, an entry-level guy, and you create a connection with that person, and then in 5 years, that person can become the CEO or a senior in the company, and he might remember you, he or she. So you never know where this relationship can go. So this is what I'm really grateful for.
And what challenges have you faced during your podcast experience?
First that comes to my mind is I'm still working on trying to work on my time. So trying to do stuff in advance. And Anastasia always getting this from me. Like I'm doing some process of editing and then Anastasia helps me with the other. But we're posting the episodes, every episode on Thursdays. It used to be on Fridays, but now on Thursdays. So it's really funny because the last few weeks or the last month long, I've been sending the episode, the raw episode to Anastasia like 2 days before it should be published. It should be uploaded. And that's been really challenging to try to make it more time. So, you know, I know you're busy as well with your stuff and, of course, with new endeavors and stuff like this. So I promised to work on that. So I'm, you know, sending stuff earlier and give more time to work on it. But other than that, I'm trying to think about challenges. So as mentioned before, this podcast at the beginning, the questions might have been a little bit too robotic. So it was like question answer. But then this is also a type of podcast that I'm trying to do more like as a dialogue and not, you know, like question Q&A style only. So if at the beginning I was doing a research and I'd have a script and stuff like this, as we're getting towards nowadays, it's basically I have a talking point in my mind that I want to talk to that person that I know that it could bring value to the audience. And this is also, I think it'll be valuable to the audience, that I'm trying to invite guests from particular areas of the sports business and, you know, from broadcasting, from media, from marketing, from venues, stadiums, et cetera, to give more perspective to the listeners to see what area of the sports business they would want to try to break into, you know, like. And that's why the guests are also important. They can motivate. One person can that works in venues can come on the podcast, talk and share the story and be like, how cool is that? And can change the perspective of a listener that who maybe someone wanted to work in marketing and they listen to this awesome story on how a day of life of a guy, of a professional in the venues or stadiums is. And they'd be like, hell yeah, I want to work in, I want to try my to start my career in sport in stadiums. So definitely this, it helped me work on research, you know, finding the, you know, like a story about a person to connect better with that person. And I think doing the research is a really important part of every podcast. I'll give a shout out to Brock Hendricks, who we did a podcast. I forgot the episode number, but shout out to you, Brock. And he's awesome at researching. He is finding the most awesome stories about his guests. Brock, doing a great job, man. I love your podcast, the Hot Coffee Cold Beer. It's really awesome and keep it up. So yeah,
do you have anyone in mind who would be your dream guest?
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, we actually we talked yesterday with Dave Bryant. His episode will come most probably after this is recorded. We recorded it yesterday, September 4th. And it was the longest episode. So the raw version is 2 hours. And I told him that my dream guest right now is Mark Cuban. the owner of Dallas Mavericks. He's also at Shark Tank. So I told him, he told me he's part owner of his business, I think 20% or something, of Legendborn. And he was like, Mark being a part owner of his business, Dave is getting only like 5 minutes a month to talk to him. So, you know, like what are the chances that a young 26-year-old kid will get, I don't know, half an hour of his time to get him on a podcast? I'll get back to the challenges thing. And I think this will also be important and talk about self-awareness. So we both are from Eastern Europe, from Moldova. And the really important part of this is to be self-aware. We were born in a country where, you know, like even our parents and whatnot, you know, comparing us to other children and stuff like this, like, hey, look, they're doing better and stuff like this. So, you know, it's really the game of comparing with other people and stuff like this. So, and looking at other people's opinion, what they think about you and stuff like this. So I think even if it's not performing well and you're having fun with the process, just have fun with the process. Don't look at the numbers. This podcast is not, you know, like there are not hundreds of thousands of downloads per episode, but I'm really grateful for each and every one of you listening to every episode. And, you know, just really grateful. I hope it really brings value to you. And I'm having fun with that. You know, like besides the fact that I'm connecting with a lot of professionals and entrepreneurs in the industry, I'm documenting this and hopefully helping out someone out there who wants to get into the business. So just don't look at other people's opinion. Don't look at the numbers. This is the most scary thing, guys. Don't look at the freaking numbers. If you post an episode and you see one download after one day, it's really important to stay focused and work towards the next one. You know, not everyone will perform great. So just, you know, go step by step. Just have fun with it and don't look at the numbers and just go for it. I mean, if you don't like it, it won't be sustainable. I've seen podcasts taking off really fast, you know, with hundreds of downloads, even from episode one. I don't know, like maybe paid ads or stuff like this. I don't know. I'm not giving crap about it. And, you know, after 5-10 episodes, that podcast is not live anymore. One of my favorite questions and the most valuable questions that brings a lot of perspective to others is asking the guests about advice for someone who wants to break through and start a career in the sports industry. And like, most of the guests are coming up with the same advice, you know, and stuff like that. And even though they're saying that, every single story is so unique and so different and so beautiful. I really love it. And I'm trying also to make it more diverse. So, you know, at one point after 15 episodes, I think, besides Diana Perciu in Romanian, the episode in Romanian, all of them were guys. And I was like, my final project at the MBA in sports business at Real Madrid was about attracting more women in sports, you know, practicing sports. And then, you know, talking about diversity, I was at representing Moldova Rugby Federation at the first ever women's forum in Spain. And, you know, like at one point I was like, as guests, I have only men. I was like, that's not right. Like, I want to share the stories of women in sports. And since then, since I realized that, I was kind of playing and posting one man, one woman in sport, one man, one woman, and so on. And it's been working great. So now it's really diverse, and I'm really happy that I'm getting to share a lot of women in sports story. And yeah. I'll give a little bit of also the context to the audience. As of right now, the September 5th, I'm also taking part in a new project with Olga Serkova. She's the chief development officer in women's rugby at Ukraine Rugby. And we're going to work on the Yellow Melon Camp, which is designed specifically for women rugby teams and individual players, on getting them into an awesome place, usually it's Turkey, and, you know, getting them to develop their game and stuff like this. So I'm really pumped when she reached out and told me about this project and stuff like this. I was like, Olga, I want to join you. I love the mission and how you do it, how you did it last year. And I was like, I want to join and want to make this project a beautiful one. So stay tuned for that one as well. For fact, I'll share some of my stories that some of the listeners connected to the guests that were on the podcast and, you know, asking for some time to chat and stuff like this and potentially asking for an opportunity and so on. And some of them got opportunities, you know, potential internship and stuff like that. So, like, I really want this podcast to be also an opportunity creator. And that's why at the end of the podcast, I'm also asking how they can reach out to the guests. And I think it's really important. I also want to invite guests over that are open, not only to talk on the podcast and to share their story, but also to be open to connect with someone who would love to work in sports and have any extra questions that were not covered. So I think this is really important when it comes to, again, talking about guests that are open to communication and, you know, enlarge their network in sports industry. Sometimes if you want to work in the industry that you love, and in my case, it's sports. For example, if you really want to work in a specific area of sports, like, for example, there are a lot of people who want to work in marketing. Let's say, for example, I'd love to work in marketing and there are no openings. I don't have experience. And we talked about this a few episodes back with some guests that sometimes you have to, in order to enter the industry, you have to get through a position that or an area which is not the one that you desire. And in sports industry, that's usually sales. So, you know, ticket sales, entry level job, etc. You know, you get in there, you gain the trust, show your value. And then at one point you're like, hey, is there an opportunity I can move towards marketing? Or is there an opportunity I can move towards operations, etc.? The one that you initially wanted to. And I would say in sports and in general in everything, a lot of people hate sales. And I'll give a shout out to my direct manager at Nagy Smartpool at Dvorak. Every day we're selling something. You're going out there and you're selling something. You're selling your skills. You're selling, I don't know, something if you're working in sales and stuff like that. Every day you're selling something. So those skills will be used even if you're working in marketing, even if you're working in stadiums, etc. So that's not a bad scenario. So this could be a way to get to where you want. One thing I appreciate about the podcast and how I took it was that I didn't go too hard. Maybe at one point I was thinking post 2 episodes a week, but then I realized, hey, you still, you know, have a full-time job. I'm editing this podcast at 8, 9, 10, 11 p.m., sometimes midnight. You know, like if you want to work towards a dream, you got to put in some hours after your regular job and stuff like that. So just do it slowly. Don't overstress yourself. When you're seeing a great video on YouTube or a great podcast, episode podcast, or a great piece of content out there that really brought you value, just take a second and be grateful and write a comment or engage somehow with that, because it would really mean a lot to those content creators. Personally, I'm replying to all the comments on all social platforms, even TikTok, you know, even if I'm getting a lot of comments, I'm taking the time to engage. And they took their time to write a comment, which means a lot. Why shouldn't you take the same time back and reply back? So I think this is really important. So that's my 2 cents on it. So stay tuned for the upcoming episodes. Thanks for tuning in. Show some love to the podcast. Please take a second to like, rate, review the podcast. It means a lot to us. And it makes this podcast get in front of others, listeners' eyes and ears. And thanks for allowing me entering your ear holes today. And wish you all the best and see you in the next episodes. Peace out.
That was it for this episode. Please share it with your friends and everyone who you think will get value out of it. Also share it on all social platforms and tag the Big E using the details from the episode notes. If you enjoyed it, leave a rate and review. Make sure you stay tuned and subscribed to not miss another episode. On behalf of the eProcast team, stay safe and see you in the next one. Peace out.